Just a second, I'll be right there.
Oh my god, hey bud, how is it freaking going? Oh my god. Hey, give me a freaking hug. Oh my god. Oh, it's been so long since I've seen you around. How you been? I'm so fucking happy to hear that, dude. What's got you over, though? You know my daughter's out of town for the next 2 weeks, right? Ah, she asked you to watch over the place. It seems, although, she asked two people to watch over the place, though, then, because she also asked me. Why the hell did she ask two people to watch over the place? I can keep a secret, yeah, but what'd she frickin' say? That is so her, huh? Thinking that her dad isn't gonna show up to watch over the place. Just who the fuck does she think she is sometimes? I mean, to be honest, she's not wrong. I can be a little forgetful, but I wouldn't forget to watch over her whole damn house. Hey, you better wipe that smirk off your fucking face or I'll do it for you. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm just kidding. Come on. But yeah, I got the place under control, okay? Yeah, I've actually been here for a little while, about 2 or 3 hours, I think. Yeah. No, you don't need to just up and leave because I'm here already. Besides, you took all the time to come over here and watch the place anyway. You might as well at least come in for a bit. Like, come on, we can just, like, chill out, shoot the shit, and do whatever, right? I've even got some food in the frickin' oven. If you want to come, we could have dinner and chill out. I don't think that there's anything weird about that. Like, we've honestly never even really chatted like that, and you seem like a pretty cool guy, and I'd like to at least get a little bit more insight onto my daughter's best friend. So come on, what do you say? Of course, no pressure at all. I get that it could be a little bit weird, but I think it'd be a good night. That's what I fucking like to hear, buddy. Come on, hop on in. Oh, before you take another step, though, drop those shoes at the door. I just fucking cleaned the floor. You're not gonna get it dirty again. What was that? Did you just call me dad? No, I'm not your dad. I am a dad, though, so I would like to keep things at least a little bit tidy in here. Please and thank you, mister. Thank you, son. See, you don't like it when I do it back, do you? Whatever. Come here. Hop on in the kitchen, pop a squat, and I'll grab us something from the fridge. How's that sound? Sounds like a plan, Stan. Alright, what do you think about drinking there, bud? You want some OJ, some soda, sparkling water? I mean, this girl has it freaking all in here. Jesus! Just a little bottle of that H2O for ya. Gotcha, coming right up. Oh, fuck, did I drop something? Ah, shit, yeah, 1 second. Oh, fuck. Don't fucking call me old man, you little shit. Oh, yeah. Only shitty part of getting older is that this body at times is not as bendable or mendable as it used to be. Alright. Here you are there, dear. And 1 second. Let me just go check on the food in the oven. Yeah, I'm just doing some chicken stuffed with feta cheese, spinach, and asparagus. And then we've got a little bit of roasted veggies going on. And that should just be about done. So I'm just going to turn the oven off and let it finish off the carryover heat. Alrighty. And there we go. All done. Oh shit, I have a stain or something on my jeans? Where? Right next to my zipper? 1 sec. I don't see anything, but maybe I'm going stain blind or something. I mean, hey, who the fuck knows what else happens with age, right? Alright, get situated. Well now, since you've got a little bit of free time with my bud right here, you mind if I ask you some stuff? Nothing rough, I promise, okay? No, I'm not gonna tell you to treat my daughter right or I'll beat your ass or anything like that. No. Honestly, I just like knowing what's going on with people in and around my family life, so tell me. Anything going on with you? Gotcha. How about any love interest going on, I mean, when you're around my daughter, I'm sure it's hard to not think about or talk about it fucking 24/7. All that girl does is bring up the next guy she wants with me. Really? Nothing? Well, they're missing out. I mean, I've known you for quite some time now, and you've only matured since I've met you, and you've always been well-mannered and sweet, and to be quite honest, it doesn't hurt that you're quite good-looking as well. Hey, why are you hiding your face? Is everything okay? I'm sorry, was that too much? I didn't mean for that to come off as odd or to make you uncomfortable. Fuck, I'm so sorry, dear. You're not uncomfortable? Thank God, but why are you still hiding your face? Is there something wrong? Is it the fact that I brought up love interests? Because trust me, buddy, I can talk to you about that for fucking hours. You think that might help, actually? Or at least give you some time to calm down? Okay, sure. Well, obviously, when you met my daughter, you came over here when I was living with my wife at the time. We met when we were in college, and we really hit it off, and I loved her. I still do, but I always felt that there was something off. So I started looking into it a little bit, and I'm just gonna be blunt here. I found out that I was attracted to men. Way more than I was to women. So I sat down with her and we talked about it, and of course she was sad about it, she said I could only do what makes me feel the happiest, so we went our separate ways. Trust me, man. If there's anything relationship-wise you might want to talk about, or you might have some questions here or there, I've been through the ringer, so I'm happy to talk to you about them, okay? Have I been in a relationship with a guy yet? Well, to be honest, I've tried, but all of them are just really shitty, come off as kind of rude, or, no, I'm fine. It's just, I'm not really sure if this is appropriate to say in front of you. Are you sure? I don't have to say anything more. Okay. Well, I'm a top. And obviously that isn't the whole relationship side of everything, but all the men I've found attracted to or formed a connection with have been tops as well, so when it got to that point and they wanted to have sex, they just left. Hey, no, I'm not offended or mad or anything. I get it. You want what you want, but it just sucks a little bit, you know? You've had similar experiences? With what, where a person was a dom or something and you weren't up for it? Oh, you've been having a hard time meeting a guy who is a top? We must be on very opposite sides of Grindr then, huh? Because it feels like we're kind of what the other one wants. One second, dear. Let me take this. Hello? Oh, hi, dear. How's the trip been going? Awesome. Glad to hear. You got there okay? No complications or anything stupid? Perfect. Yeah, I stopped by your house for a little bit. Your buddy stopped by for a little bit too. He is a. What was that? Why the hell would he get flustered when talking to me? What do you mean? Isn't it obvious? What's obvious? Hun, I don't think your friend has a crush on me. Where's this coming from? He's said how he's always wanted someone who looks like me. Dear, I don't know if I right now is the best Oh shit, sorry, there's someone at the door. I actually have to go. I'm sorry, hon. I hope you have a lovely time. You can text me if you want, okay? Yay, I love you too. Bye-bye. Be safe. I am so fucking sorry. I had no idea she was gonna say that, that it would be so awkward, and I just. Fuck, can I ask you something though? You don't have to answer at all. There's no pressure whatsoever, okay? Was she being honest with what you just said? Is that actually how you feel? 'Cause I need to know the truth before I think or do what I want to do next, okay? You can just not answer the question, and we can move on, like this never happened, or you can answer it. It's 100% your choice. Take your time. There's no rush at all, okay? You mean that? You're completely sure that you mean that, dear. Can you get your hands out of your face for me then? Because the only way I can do what I want to do next is by you letting me see your face. Let me see that pretty face. Is there anything you'd always hope that I'd call you if we were ever in a situation like this? You'd want me to call you my good boy? You're my good boy. And I want my good boy to sit in my lap. That's not too fast, is it? Good boy. Come here. Look at me. You told me the truth, so I'm gonna tell you the same. I've wanted you. And I do want you. Okay? Give me those lips. Yeah. You like the feeling of my beard brushing against you when we kiss? Do you like knowing that you're finally getting to have your best friend's dad? That is, if you want to go further than this. But judging by the sweet little dent in your pants, I think you might. Then I'm just gonna pick you up. Oh dear, don't worry about me. I might be a bit of an older man, but that doesn't mean I can't pick up one adorable, sweet fucking boy and bring them over to this couch. And sit you down next to me. And sit next to you. Can I ask you something, dear? Are you okay with me doing things to you? Yeah. Thank you, baby boy. You want my hands over that hard spot in your pants? Yeah. Just start off nice and slow with my hand rubbing you over your pants. Look at me, baby boy. Thank you. Obedient too. Makes you even fucking cuter, you know that? Yeah. Have you always wanted another man's hands like this on you? You wanted a dilf, didn't you? And you wanted me. And I wanted you so bad. To play with this fucking cock. And watch you shiver there. And enjoy yourself. Come here, baby. Give me that neck. Sorry, I forgot to ask if you were okay with me marking you. I just figured you'd be okay with it since you wanted me. And now you can be reminded of me when you go and look at yourself later. All these purple marks. Just letting you know that you're claimed. Even if it's just for one fucking night. I know you won't forget it. And I won't fucking let you. What if I brought a hand up to your chest, too? Oh, sweet fucking boy. Yeah, moan just like that. Like when I just squeeze your tip, fondle your balls, play with your nipples. Oh, you can feel the heat of my body next to you. You're so fucking good for me. You're such a good boy for daddy. Oh, I fucking saw your eyes roll back when I said that. You wanted this so goddamn bad. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't want you so bad too. Oh, I've always dreamt of having a sweet fucking boy like you in front of me. Just ready to obey and let me use you. Yeah. How about you get on your knees for me in front of me? So quick. I fucking love that. That's it. Unbuckle my belt. Pull down those pants, but don't take my underwear off. Good boy. Now look up at me. Oh, I love those pretty fucking eyes. Now look down at my cock. You see it just fucking poking out of my underwear? The tip already exposed. You got me so goddamn hard for you. Pull them down, baby. Good boy. No, you stay right there. I'm gonna grab my cock and just slap it against your face. Oh, yeah. Fucking love this, don't you, you little slut? My little fucking toy. You like when I get a little bit louder, too? I'll stay like this. I want you to hear every fucking word that I say to you, every dirty thought that comes into my head that I want to do with you. Turning this sweet fucking boy into my naughty little whore. Open your mouth. Good boy. Stick that tongue out. I want you to lick your tongue around my tip. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Keep those eyes up at me. I want to see the wanton lust in those goddamn eyes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Put your lips around my tip. Put the lips around my fucking tip. Oh, my mouth is so warm and perfect. Keep licking my fucking tip. I want you to taste the pre-cum as it leaks out. Get every drop of daddy's cum. It's all yours, baby boy. Oh, fuck yeah, lick the back of my tip like that. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, can you go a bit deeper now, sweetheart? You want to? Yeah, go a bit deeper. Take half of my cock inside your mouth. Fuck, you're so eager. I don't even have to ask you to do things, and you just already know what I want. Fuck. Bob your head up and down that fucking cock. Get what you've always wanted. You deserve it, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel me pulsating against your tongue? Yeah. Imagine how good that's gonna feel even deeper in your throat. Or even better, stuffed inside that sweet fucking ass. Speaking of which, I want to see that fucking ass. Take my cock out of your mouth. Good boy. Lick my tip for a second while I tell you what I want. I'm gonna lay on my back on this couch. And I want you to climb on top of daddy. Rest your ass on my face and get my cock right next to you. I want you to put it right up against your lips. And I want you to kiss it from the base to the tip. You understand, baby boy? Good. Get on top of me. Yeah, get those pants off. Good boy. Holy fuck, look at that ass. Oh my god, bring that here right fucking now. Oh my god. The fact that you don't have men literally salivating over this ass is a crime. You're so goddamn perfect. And you're even obedient, yeah. Start kissing over my cock just like that. And I'll kiss over you too. My sweet fucking cheeks. Now, baby, I'm gonna start looking over your rim, okay? When I start doing that, I want you to look over my cock. But not until my tongue goes inside you are you allowed to take my cock in your mouth. Good boy. I can't fucking wait to taste you. My god. I've waited so goddamn long to do this to another guy. I didn't think it would be with someone as hot as you, though. Someone so fucking sexy. So needy. Someone who I cared about making feel good to. At least not as much as this. Because your mouth is doing so many things to me. Does it feel good? I fucking hope it does. I hope my tongue sliding over that sweet fucking ass. Feeling my beard brushing against you. Knowing that an older man is gonna be your first fuck with another guy. Makes me so goddamn excited, honey. I want to make your dreams come true. I need more. I need so fucking much more of you. Oh, yeah. Put the tip right up against your lips. I'm just gonna keep my tongue right here against your entrance. You ready, baby? You ready to get rimmed by your best friend's fucking dad? Yeah. Do I spread your fucking ass for me too? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just fucking take that dick in your mouth. As deep as you take my tongue, you take my cock. Oh, you're such a good fucking boy. Yeah, just fuck that ass on my tongue. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. I've never been this fucking hard before. I've never leaked this much before. Fuck. I can even feel you leaking onto me. Leaking onto me just from having your fucking ass played with. I'm nearly a hard bottom. But I couldn't want anything fucking more from you. I want more. I need more. Come here. Yeah, sit on my fucking lap. Oh, good boy. Let me just rub the tip of my cock against your entrance. Really let you feel how fucking slick we both got each other. How needy we both are for each other, baby. Look at me. Rest your nose on mine. Daddy fucking loves you. Daddy wants to make love to you. I want to see those eyes roll back the second my cock slides in you. You want it, baby? Okay. Okay. Yeah, go deeper. Go fucking deeper. I know you can take it. I know you can take it. I know you can take it. I know you can fucking take it. Oh, fuck yes. Good fucking boy. All the way. All the way. So steady. Oh, fuck. Oh. Just feel me inside you. Get used to it, baby. I've never fucking felt anything this tight around me. Holy shit. You're just so fucking perfect. Look at your cock. So goddamn hard for me. Just how I want it. You want daddy to move, honey? You sure you can take it yet? Okay. I fucking wanted to, so let's just start. Oh. Nice and slow. Oh my god. You look so fucking cute like this. Oh, your arms just wrapped around me. Like the adorable fucking boy you are for me. Oh. Hard to come up with words for how much I've wanted this. How much I've wanted someone like you. So cute. So willing to just obey. And I know how many guys' dreams it is to do something like this. Just be ass deep full of another man's cock. Another man who's almost double their age. It's such a fantasy, isn't it? Oh, but you don't have to fantasize about it anymore. Because you can get this. Oh, and I don't plan on this being a one-time thing. I want to experience every fucking inch of you, baby. I love how eager you are to take more, too. I don't even have to move your hips for you to go faster. You're just that much of a needy boy. Oh my god! Fuck. Yeah, take that fucking cock. Take every inch of daddy's rock hard fucking dick. Oh, you're such a good boy for me, aren't you? Yeah, so sweet and cute. But do you know what else you are? You're a naughty fucking slut for me, aren't you? Yeah, I know you are. I know you fucking are. Because no sweet, innocent boy would be bouncing on my cock looking like this. Head arching back. Back arching, ass squeezing onto every inch of my thick cock. You're a naughty little fucking slut, aren't you? A naughty little slut who I'm sure wouldn't mind if I sat up holding you like this. Look at me in my fucking eyes and tell me this isn't what you thought about when you first thought about what it'd feel like to fuck me. I've seen you taking peeks. Don't think I didn't notice what you were doing earlier. When I was dropping things. A stain on my pants. Do you think I'm a fucking idiot? I know you're checking me out. But the difference between you and me is I'm bold. And I'll take what I want. Like how I want to take this sweet ass. Pound it right up against your prostate. Be right up against your ear. So you can feel my beard right against you. And pound into you standing. You can't even talk. Well, I'll get something out of you if I just fucking ending you like that. What do you mean? Why didn't I ask if I could start fucking into you? I already know what you fucking want. I can tell what you want by the way your eyes fucking glisten, by the way your knees are shaking, by the way your ass just squeezes harder with every fucking word that I say. Oh, fuck. And I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna fucking stop until I feel you shaking. I wanna feel this shaky fucking mess on me. I wanna feel that ass shaking. I wanna fucking feel you crying out in pleasure. Fuck. And most of all, I wanna feel the cum spilling out of you when we're all done with this. Moan like that again. You like the idea of daddy breeding you? Yeah, is that all you fucking wanted? A nice hot cream pie right inside of your ass? Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck. Oh, I fucking love you so goddamn much. Your body, your moans, your. All of you, fuck. I wanna mark you some more. I wanna mark you some more while you get found. I want you to go fucking home and be reminded. And be reminded of what happened. How funny would it be if my fucking daughter saw you all bruised up, all marked up for me, huh? Do you think she'd know? Do you think that she'd know that you submitted to her fucking dad? That you just became the little cock slut that I needed? A little adorable man I've always fucking wanted in my arms. Oh, I know you can feel me leaking. I know you can tell I'm close. But I can hold for as long as you fucking want. And I plan on it. I don't want to stop until you release all over my chest. You release all over daddy's chest. Your cute fucking moans and whimpers when you come is gonna send me over the edge. So just tell me when you're close. Just tell me when daddy hits that sweet spot. Just tell me when I hit that sweet spot. Fuck. I'm not gonna talk as much now. I just wanna focus on finding it. What was that? Right there. Right there. Right here. Yeah. Oh, right fucking there. I want you to come. I want you to fucking come for me. I want you to come for me like the good boy you are. I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me. Every fucking time. Every time you've wanted this. Every time you've wanted this. And just imagine all of it going through your mind. Imagine it as my cock slides in and out and in and out of your fucking ass. Slamming against your prostate. Spreading you open. Filling you up with my cum. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me, baby boy. Come for me. Come for daddy. Come for daddy. Good boy. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming too. I'm coming. I'm coming. Give me your fucking list. Give me your fucking list. I want to taste those moths. Good boy. I could hold you in my arms for a bit longer if you want. Okay. I'll just hold you here. Here. Let me just run a hand on the back of your head. Who's a sweet good boy for me, huh? Who's daddy's sweet boy? Oh shit. 1 second here. I need to. You want me to keep holding you? I can try here. Hello? Hi, sweetheart. How are you? Yeah, sorry for, not calling back. Sorry, no, I think I pulled something in my back is all. Nothing to worry about. No, really, I'm fine. Just, you know, shit with age. Dear, I promise I'm fine. There isn't another voice here. What do you mean?
Would you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, your best friend is actually here. He swung by for dinner, and we're eating at your place. We're not gonna burn the place down, I promise. Fuck, so tight. His getup, that's what you kids say now, right? Like, oh, shit's fucking tight, man, you know? Like, that type of shit. Anyway, hon, I should probably get going. Just a bit winded, it's fine. I'm okay, dear, it's fine. I'm not gonna do anything to your best friend, dear. Don't worry, okay? You just worry about having a good rest of your trip, okay? Yeah, my daughter says hi. He says hi back, and that he loves me? You kids are freaking weirdos. Anyway, you have a lovely night, okay, dear? Love you. Mwah. You're a little fucking shit. I love that. You want to play games? Alright. You see, I'm the one with my cock still in your ass. So I could just... You don't like that, do you? Little sensitive baby boy. Is daddy being mean now? Then shut the fuck up the next time my fucking daughter calls. Good boy. No, I'm not gonna drop you, dear. I love holding you like this. Holding my sweet boy. How about I can bring you over to the kitchen in a second? We'll eat that dinner and then head home for the night. I could give you a ride, sure, but why give you a ride back to your place? I could give you a ride back to mine. It'd just be you, me, my king-size bed that's a lot more lonely since the wife's not there, and, a lot more praise and fun to be had for a sweet boy like you. What do you say? Of course, if you were only in this for a one-and-done, I understand. It is a fantasy. But... Who says that a fantasy only has to be one chapter, right? Yeah. I love that baby boy. I love you, baby boy. Daddy loves you, baby boy.